Alright folks, welcome back to Clarity First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and focus like a laser beam. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building resilience through self-compassion. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs your way? Like you're constantly being tested, pushed to your limits. Yeah, I get it. We all have those days or weeks, or months. But here's the thing, resilience isn't about being a superhuman who never cracks. It's about learning how to bounce back from setbacks, how to navigate challenges with grace and strength even when things get tough. And guess what? Self-compassion is a major key to unlocking that inner resilience. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend going through a rough time, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe a good shoulder to cry on. Well, guess what? You deserve the same level of kindness and compassion from yourself. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let me give you 5 key takeaways that'll totally rock your world. 1. Practice active kindness. Seriously, treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine you're talking to someone you love who's struggling. Would you be harsh and judgmental? Of course not. You offer words of encouragement, understanding, and maybe even a cup of hot cocoa. Same goes for yourself. Talk to yourself with kindness, with empathy, with the same warmth you'd extend to anyone you care about. To acknowledge your humanity. Remember, you're human. And that means making mistakes, feeling overwhelmed, and having days where you just want to crawl under the covers. It's all part of the journey. Accepting your imperfections is a huge step towards building self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up for slip-ups. Instead, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic. Yeah, that voice that's constantly raining on your parade. Time to put it in its place. Recognize those negative thoughts when they pop up, but don't let them define you. Challenge them with evidence. Offer yourself some positive affirmations, and remember you are capable of amazing things. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, your surroundings. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in worries or anxieties about the past or future. It helps you stay grounded and centered even when things are hectic. 5. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. Remember that perfection is a myth. We all strive for it, but it's ultimately unattainable. Instead of chasing an impossible ideal, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and all you can think about is how terrible you were. You start replaying the whole thing in your head, beating yourself up for every fumble. Sound familiar? But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it was a tough moment, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. You focus on what you learned from the experience and how you can improve next time. You treat yourself with kindness and understanding, knowing that you're capable of bouncing back stronger than ever. Now, let's recap the key takeaways. Practice active kindness, acknowledge your humanity, challenge negative self-talk, practice mindfulness, and embrace imperfection. These aren't just words, they are tools to build a resilient and compassionate relationship with yourself. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, victories and setbacks. But with self-compassion as your compass, you can navigate it all with grace and strength. So, go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, tag us on social media, or leave a review. Let's keep this conversation going. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom. Until then, stay focused, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.